We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody here, just close your eyes. And if you can pray in tongues, pray quietly in tongues. Build up your faith. Say, I'm blessed through Jesus with righteousness, grace, mercy, compassion, long-suffering, knowledge, wisdom, the gifts of the Spirit, authority over Satan, authority over principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus, I am free. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Jesus. I have angels around me. My wallet is full. I am blessed with Abraham's blessings through Christ Jesus. And I give you praise tonight, Jesus, for the Shekinah glory in this place, the ministering power of the Holy Spirit, for your glory, Jesus. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we still here? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about healing words. Amen? Yes. Say, sometimes I apply a bandage to my body, but the disease is in my heart. Are you listening? See, all of us have those type of things. And we got to learn to say healing words. Amen? Amen. Say, relationship without fellowship is tasteless. Like a marriage without love. If you don't have fellowship, it's going to be tasteless. In other words, you're going to feel like I'm not going anywhere. Nothing's happening. You got to fellowship with Jesus. You got to pray in tongues and build up your most holy faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, God loves me because he wants to, not because he has to. You're still here, ain't you? Say, they will be great loss to the one who neglects his inner man. Great loss. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, life and death are in my tongue. I'm going to speak life. I'm going to speak healing words. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn, if you would, to, Steve, to Matthew 12. Starting at verse 33. A tree is known by its fruit. So you got to speak healing words. You don't want to be drawing sickness to yourself, depression to yourself. You see, You don't want to be thinking about doing away with yourself. You got to speak healing words. Amen? Say, I'm going to speak healing words. That's His word. Hallelujah. Verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is not known, known by its fruit. Amen. Say, I'm a tree of fruit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness. Did I miss any? Self-control. Patience. I told someone tonight that's for Jesus. That's not for me. I'm only kidding. Okay. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you want to know where you are, listen to what your mouth is saying. Most people complain about everything. God ain't ever going to do this. God won't do this. I ain't ever seen a miracle. Well, look in the mirror. You're a miracle. Hallelujah. Verse 35. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. Say, I'm going to bring forth good things. I'm going to bring forth the abundant life of Jesus. Because I'm going to focus on the abundance, not my lack. And an evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you in verse 36, for every idle word men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. We need to be careful what we're saying. When your body is broken and hurt, you're saying, I'm healed. Because Jesus bled seven times. The thorns on his head and both hands and both feet, the spear in his side, the stripes on his back. Amen? So every place he bled, you're covered. Say, I'm washed and covered by the suffering of Jesus. In verse 37, where I'm trying to get, for by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So if you want to draw the devil to you, start complaining. Start saying things that are not from Scripture. Start getting that stuff in your mind. And I tell you what, the enemy will be all over you. He'll come to destroy your mind, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your finances. We need to speak healing words. We need to know we're washed in the blood, that we have the mind of Jesus Christ. We need to know we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to know we have authority over the works of the flesh, over the enemy and over principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. We need to speak these good things. We need to look in the mirror and tell ourselves how much God loves us. I'm loved by God. Maybe the person next door don't love you, but God does. Amen? God is a God of love. And he's not doing it because he has to. He's doing it because he wants to. He sent Jesus to demonstrate, Father God, to demonstrate his love. And sometimes we don't speak that. We don't speak good words. We speak from our emotions. We speak from things we feel and rather than the word of God. When you become born again, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. And so he gives us the Holy Spirit to speak good things. The Holy Spirit wants to help us to speak the abundant life. You never want to speak lack. You always want to speak abundance. Amen? Hallelujah. You remember when Jesus saw the tree and he cursed it because there was no fruit on it? See, God wants us to come alive with the Word of God. I'm constantly speaking good things in my life. If I just fell out of bed, I'm blessed. If I got out of bed and forget that I have a plastic leg and got to put it on and I fall on my rear end, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Amen? If you get a headache, you're blessed. If you have any lack, you're blessed. Because your faith is not going to cause that lack to stay there, but the abundance to come. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. So sometimes we apply a bandage and the disease is in our heart. And only good words, live words, God's word, you see, spoken by the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our life is going to cause things to leave our lives, is going to cause our heart to be healed. There's people sitting here who are anti-submission. You think you know it all. If you know so much, how come you're not in ministry? Well, I am. According to you, we're all right in our own eyes. Praise God. Proverbs 18:21. Say that, Proverbs 18:21. See, I want it on the CD and the DVD, see? I speak in the Word of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, many people speak death. Many people try to put a Band-Aid on, you see, and the sickness is in the heart. You know what Isaiah said? The whole head is sick. That means from the neck up. If you don't get trained by speaking healing words, I'm telling you, someone else will train you. The world will train you. The Bible says to obey the laws of a land. Well, if they don't break God's laws. For example, you can go to Vegas and prostitution is legal down there. Well, you're not going to obey that, are you? I bet some of you guys. Oh, man. Hallelujah. So death and life, so you're going to have to learn to speak life. No matter what's going on, you're going to speak life. The power of the tongue and those who love it will eat its fruit. Say, I love Jesus. I love his word. I love his peace. I love his joy. I love his faith. I love his gifts. I love the supernatural. I am supernatural. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm anointed. You got to speak out, saints. You got to speak healing words. And it's every day. Every day you got to speak this. It doesn't take long, you see, for everybody to start slapping Band-Aids on you, and the problem is in the heart. You got a diseased mind or a diseased heart. Same thing. Do you get mad real easy? Do you get mad at God? I sense people here get mad at God. That don't move God. I tried it. You have a lifetime commitment. And you're going to be at peace, truly peace, when you cross over and say, hi, Jesus. You got to say healing words. Amen? So if you have a relationship without fellowship, it's tasteless. A lot of people have a relationship, and they're always whining. I haven't seen God. This don't work. That don't work. Because you have no fellowship. You ought to be home in your prayer closet singing in tongues. Do you hear what I said? Singing in tongues. How many here can sing in tongues? Everybody, I hope. When I first got the gift of tongues, my wife was saying, there's some crazy words going around your head when you first got it. I said, yeah. You know how she got tongues? She started singing in the spirit. God may do that with you. I can't sing. Let the Holy Spirit sing through you. Don't be anti-submission. Submit to the Word of God. Submit to the healing power of His Word. Submit to the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't let your mind run you. You know, reasoning is the biggest enemy of faith. We're always reasoning. We always want God to do it our way. Hallelujah. Say, the Word will discover my condition. See, sometimes when the Word exposes me or you, we get upset. There's things in your life the Word will expose. Hebrews 4. Praise you, Jesus. Hebrews 4. Starting with verse 11. Say, the Word discovers my condition. When it shows me my condition, I must submit to the healing words of Jesus. See, some people submit to rebellion or anti-submission. Hallelujah. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, verse 11, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Say, I will not be disobedient to God's word. The Holy Spirit is in me to receive the mind of Christ, the abundant life. I am blessed. I'm going to walk in peace. I will not let my heart be troubled. The Word is telling me that. So I'm going to be obedient to the Word. Amen? How's your boy? Is he doing good? Did he think I was a nut? He did. That's a good answer. Tell him I appreciate that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let us therefore be diligent to enter in that rest. Say, it's finished. Jesus finished it. I'm entering that rest. I don't have to do anything. I need to rest in Jesus. Say, I live and move in Him. Did you know that? You did? Well, you should have told me. I wouldn't have to repeat it. Say it. Hallelujah. That lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living, verse 12, powerful, sharper. You see, it needs to go down and cut out a lot of stuff in our hearts. It needs to go in there and cut out disobedience and unforgiveness and complaining and all kinds of different things. It takes a long time to go through that process, saints. Everybody here needs to be cleaned out. You need the Word. You need Roto-Rooter going all through you. If you don't believe it, you just listen to when something goes wrong in your life, what you say. Or something don't work. Or you prayed so long and God ain't answered my prayer. Caleb waited 40 years. I feel like Caleb. I don't know what he felt like, but I know what I feel like. For the Word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. Let me tell you something, saints. Too many people walk in the soulish area because they're not speaking healing words. They're speaking according to their soulish area. You can tell people stuff like this, See, if you're really speaking God's word by the Spirit of God, it'll change you. It will bless you. It will correct you. It'll take that cancer out if there's any in there. It'll take that death out if there's any in there. It'll take that unforgiveness out if there's any in there. See, the body's subject to the mind, so the mind thinks of sickness or anger towards God. It'll take that out. The word of God, spoken by you, by faith, it'll take that out of you. See, a lot of people come here on Fridays, and they want to get some kind of direction. Well, guess what? You're getting some direction tonight. Things that I don't have to do for you, you have to do. Amen? For the word of God is living, so we want to say living things, which is the word of God, powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and joints and marrow. It is a discerner of your thoughts. You see, the word of God will say, you're thinking the wrong thing. You're thinking too much of yourself and not enough of Jesus. You're thinking too much of money and not enough of the kingdom. You're not seeking the kingdom. I want to seek the kingdom. I want to have a kingdom language. I want the word to teach me that. I want the word to spank me. I want the word to correct me because I want to go higher in God. I want to go in the anointing. I want to go into the supernatural. So you're not going to go anywhere, you see, if you don't let the word correct you. Do you know how many people don't like to come here because they don't like to be corrected? And they know everything. They know what prophecy is. They know what the word of knowledge is all about. Don't tell me about that. Everybody thinks it's an expert. The only expert you got is Jesus in you. Did you say mustard? Pastor. Master. Oh, okay. Do you know what God told me? He's going to start turning shepherds into prophets. You know why he can do that? Because he was all of that and much more. He's going to turn shepherds into prophets. Are you listening? But if you're plugged up in your pipes, you won't prophesy nothing. You'll prophesy out of your head. You know, when I speak words over to people, I go home and sleep at night. I never say, I wonder if that was right. I wonder if that was my dumb head of God. I just speak it. See, I'm learning from Jesus. He just spoke what the Father said. He just done what he saw the Father do. That's visionary. So when I'm under the anointing, whatever comes in my mind, I'm going to speak it. If you don't like it, that's too bad. If you're expecting $1 million to get spanked, that's the way it is. No, that's for her over there. No, that's for the one I spoke to. You can't just pass this. This isn't what's behind door number 2 or 3. Let me peek, Lord. See if I want that. You want to grow? Start speaking healing words. If you want a wife, start speaking a wife. Start speaking a husband. Start speaking financial blessings. If you don't, you don't believe all things are possible with God. Start speaking you're a good person. You're anointed. And the anointing is going to correct you. It's going right down into that emotion that maybe you picked up some dirt down in there from your last marriage or from your last dad or mom or whatever it may be, and you're still hanging on to it. It's going down in there and cut it out. God is going to bring it to the top so he and you can deal with it. See, that's the reason why I'm free, spirit, soul, and body. That's why I've been preaching for 35 years, been married for 56 years. I was going to say 55, but it just changed. I feel like Obama's thing, man. It's always changing every day. The debt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, say the word of God is living. I want life. So I'm going to speak the word of God. It's going to be living in me. It's going to conduct my life. See, if the word is living, well, how come we walk around half dead? Because we're walking in the flesh. If the word's alive, it's living, it ought to bring joy. It ought to bring happiness. It ought to bring salvation. Wisdom about what salvation's all about. Hallelujah. For the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. Oh, and joints and marrow. It is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. See, we have a lot of intents, don't we? We really do. We have a lot of intents. And the spirit, the life, the word of God will tell you what you're doing is wrong. Has anybody in here ever had to correct anybody? Do they still love you? Yeah, you got that right, bud. Particularly when you're a preacher, you're a shepherd, and you're heading to be promoted to become a prophet. You don't find any friends. You find Jesus is a friend. A wife is a friend. The family probably a friend. I mean my natural family. I don't mean a family of God. A lot of people come in here and throw rocks. But you know something? I got the shield on. Boing, boing. How so many words hurt people. That means the word ain't working in you. If you get hurt every time you turn around, the word's not working. The living word's not in you. It shouldn't be able to penetrate. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It does, though, don't it? You know why? We're emotional people. But ain't there sometime, somewhere, off there in the distance, if I'm still traveling in the direction of the Word of God, that should die. I should be able to go through a process and not get hung up on every word everybody says to me. Do you know there's people sitting here that were hurt years ago and are still hurt? And if I was to point that out, I ain't coming back there no more. I didn't come to get that. You come to get the dross to come to the top. And the Holy Ghost can then go in there with a dipper and dip it off the top. It depends. What do you want to be, copper, silver, or gold? Then if you want gold, you got to be fired up. Baptizing the Holy Ghost with fire. I was telling someone last week, do you know how many times I tell the Lord during the week, I don't want to do this no more. Why don't you call someone else? I should be sitting home like a couch potato and watching something. So if you're going through battles, it's all normal. If you want to quit, it's all normal. But if you got the Holy Ghost, he won't let you quit. He'll remind you, you don't belong to yourself. Well, how come I'm having these feelings? Because you're a fleshly person, and you haven't given all the works of the flesh over to me. But even if I did, Lord, would I still feel it? He said, of course. It keeps you closer to me. Because every time I have those feelings, I head in the prayer closet. And I use that gift, and I just speak in tongues to God. And I come out saying, woohoo, woohoo. Where'd that feeling go? God said, I took it. You gave it to me. But see, this has been going on for years. And you'd think after a while, it stops. It don't. It don't ever stop. Mine stopped. That's because you stopped. You're not serving God no more. Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So when I go in there and pray in tongues, it goes right down into that quitting place. That place that wants to quit. I was just going to say something. God said, don't say that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name, young lady? I call you young lady because it makes you feel good. It makes me feel good. Yeah, you. Pamela. Hallelujah. How long you been ministering? Huh? Stop it. You haven't started yet. Oh, you ain't started yet. So God's waiting on you. But you're saying you're waiting on God, right? Do you minister to people over the telephone? So you don't minister at all? How long have you been saved? 2005. April 73. Listen, dear. God's called you to serve him. God's called and put anointing on your life. You need to get some gumption. You need to get rid of some things in your life and start being concerned about you and start being concerned about the God in you. All you do is concerned about yourself. But God says tonight, and listen, God's not here to pounce on you. He's trying to get you out of your little shell that you've built around yourself. He's trying to break it off from you. And you can't hang around with people and say, oh, dear, it's going to be all right. You got to hang around with the Word of God. So the Word of God goes down and gets out that stuff that's holding you from serving God, from being ministry. Five, old five, right? That surprised you, didn't it? Huh? Yeah. But that's what God says. How long you've been in it, and you say, I ain't in it. But that's God saying, how long you've been in it. And your answer, I ain't been in it, but he's got a plan for your life. As far as God's concerned, you're in it. You just haven't moved. Is there family members giving you problems? It's true, isn't it? That ain't what I asked you. But that ain't what I asked you. Thank you. Everybody wants to go around the mulberry bush. You ain't the only one that family gets problems to, you know. You left them in Arizona. You think you're going to go up here and everything's going to be honky-tonky? How long you been up there? Yeah. Graduated. Got a certificate. When did you just graduate? They didn't have graduation a couple of days ago. May. Have you called back to your parent, back to your family, and told them how much you love them, and start representing the anointing and the God in you? Well, you don't want to be working until Jesus comes back. See, you got to be bold, dear. If you have graduated, got a certificate, the first move is to get rid of that stuff that's in you, and the only way you're going to get rid of it, let it come to the top and speak to your family loving words that Jesus would have you speak. And that's going to free you up. Right now, it's holding you. I can see a big manhole cover almost on top of your head trying to hold you down. And you're working on it. Is anybody else working on it? Listen, dear. God says you're in ministry. But the first thing you got to do is show the love of God. I don't care if you call down there and they throw rocks. Or say, I don't want to ever see you. Don't ever call down here again. I love you, so doesn't God. But you got to mean that. It's going to launch you into a ministry of love for the same people that have been hurting you in your family. That's going to be your ministry. She's thinking, well, I don't know if I want that. Listen, dear. Oh, I got to go over there and get a CD right there. It's being taped right now. Oh, you don't want to spend $2. Thank you. See, all of that is anointed. God's speaking to you. What's the matter? Huh? Do you have trouble with your neck? Do you have trouble with your back? Do you have trouble with any parts of your body? I'm working my way down. I'm waiting till I hear, gong, yes. See, you have some trouble in the rest of your body because it's coming from your spine. She's going, I got to think on that one. Come here. Have I got to do that? Yeah. Gee, I may never get off this lady tonight. What's your first name again?
Pamela.
Pamela. Ain't this fun, Pamela? Yeah. Raise your hands, dear. Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Oh. We ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, the gift of healing, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Every bit of pain, sickness. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Every emotional pain. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. It's done, it's done. Believe me, it's done. You bet, you bet. Hallelujah. Hey, play, where'd Jeff go? Oh. I got my glasses on, I still can't find him. Go. He's lifted up my head. See, I play songs in between. In between what? Never mind, just in between. We'll get to the end, I think. just soak in this right now. Praise you, Jesus.
You're my glory.
Yes, Lord.
And my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the
people here that have put band-aids on, and deep down into the bone marrow, you got some things in your emotions and some things that God wants to heal. You haven't let anybody touch them. I was touching places with her tonight, you see, and she finally gave in to the Spirit of God. Let me tell you something, saints. Everybody on this earth has got things down deep in them. And we pastors sometimes put Band-Aids on, but it takes an inner healing. See, when I was in the booze and drugs and hate and all that stuff, I had a really bad mind. I had a death wish, and I can go on and on and on and on. And God had to do an inner healing in me. But I had to let him. I had to say, help me, Jesus. And that's why I'm free from a lot of things. I used to have anxiety so bad, they'd rush me off the hospital in an ambulance. I went through an awful lot of stuff that I didn't have to go through. But when I got saved, you see, God showed me how to get an inner healing. You know, most Christians get saved and they never renew their minds. Never renew their minds. I've been renewing my mind since April 1973. Every day. Getting God in my mind. Letting God touch the things down in me. And if you don't do that, you see, the first thing you'll do is you'll come against the people. Because people, notorious for hurting people. Christians hurt other Christians. Hurt people hurt people. And I would never have been able to stay in ministry this long, you see, if I didn't let the Word of God go down and heal whatever someone's trying to fester in there, you see, or trying to put in there, you see. So I spoke the Word of God. I spoke life. I spoke the Word of God into my mind. I get God's thoughts in my mind, God's scriptures in my mind all the time. But you're going to have to let God go deeper. You're going to have to let God bring an inner healing in you. Amen? And that's why it's powerful to speak healing words. Was you here last week? Uh-huh. Is this your first time here? I thought so. When was you here before, dear? What'd you say? That long ago? Wow. Did you go on a boat trip or something or what? But you see, this Bible right here, this word right here, is very difficult. But the Holy Spirit knows where the word needs to go. He knows what word you need to hear to get down there and destroy where it's festering. I'm going to tell you something, saints. God is very serious about that. Turn to Jeremiah 24. I don't know why I'm going over there, but I'll give you the thing in a minute. But I'm not going to start with one. But it really covers in, there's two kinds of baskets. And what God is going to do, let me see. Let's go up to go down to 24:3. Then the Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, good figs, very good, and bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad." See, God wants you to become a fig, a word of God that people can eat from and get free from, get healed from. And I'm going to do a few things here, but there is good figs and bad figs. In other words, if you have a bandage on the outside and you don't have an inner healing after a while in your life, let God's word go down there and heal you, you'll become a bad fig. In other words, people won't be able to draw love from you. All they'll get is a story and a heartache. That's the whole purpose of the Word of God going down deep. So people can eat from you, you see. I have a testimony. I overcome by the blood of Jesus and my testimony. My testimony becomes my faith. So God wants you to know tonight that if you're not careful, you become a bad fig and no one will want to be around you. Because every time they go around you, they feel bad things. Have you ever been around people and felt bad things? If you haven't, go in the state hospital. You'll feel bad things. Or when you walk through the mall, you can feel bad things sometimes. And you can go around Christians and churches and you can feel bad things because they're bad fruit. They haven't let anybody touch them and let the Word of God go deep down inside of them and change them. You see, they put a bandage on the outside and they're sick in their heart. Are you listening? And if we don't get into healing and you don't go somewhere where it's taught to renew your mind, to speak the Word of God, to let the Word of God go down, let the Word of God heal and touch you down deep into that places that are hurt and the sick inside. You know that's a cause of sickness in our bodies? We leave that stuff, that rotten stuff down in there, and we go around, I'm blessed. Well, you need to let your faith know it. Again, in verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, like these good figs, so I will acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judea, whom I have sent out of this place, for their own good into the land of Chaldeans. Listen now, for I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to the land. He's talking about Israel. We know all that. But you see, some of us have wandered away. And God wants to bring us back to the anointing. God wants to bring us back to his love. God wants to bring us back to the Word of God. God wants a rebirth in us, the Word of God, where we walked away and never allowed God, the Holy Spirit, to bring forth the Word of God or the Word of God to heal us. See, I've been healed from MS and all that stuff that I've been healed from. I allowed God, to go down. I didn't want to. Many of you don't want to. And many of you don't want to hear or come to a church where the Word of God is preached, where it's pointed at you by the Holy Spirit and tell you things. We want it as comfortable, I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me. See, that's the whole thing. If you don't get a heart change and the sickness is in the heart, we only know God by saying things out of our mouth. We're not really truly having the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Are you listening? Then I will give them a heart to know me. See, only God can do that. Only God's word going down deep in us. Only that inner healing. You see, it's very easy to stand up and say, I'm charismatic, I speak in tongues, and be all messed up in your heart. You need an inner healing. So when you come here, whatever God says to you, you can go out and throw rocks and say all kinds of things about him. It don't bother me one iota. Man, I got thick skin now. I say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Then I will give them a heart to know me. You see, some people, listen now, some people are Christians, but they don't know God. Listen to me now. Listen to what God is saying here. They will be my people. I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. You see, saints, we got a fellowship with God. We got to give him a whole heart. We got to give where we ache and where we have pains. We got to ask God. I don't know what's wrong. Something's wrong with me, but I'm hurt inside, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to find it. The Word of God will find it. Some of you are still carrying things you were carrying 20 years ago. Then it goes on here and says, in verse 8, as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus says the Lord, Zechariah, the king of Judea, the prince and residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, those who dwell in the land of Egypt, I will deliver them to trouble. Have you ever noticed how you get angry and you get upset and it seems to bring trouble? Have you ever noticed that? You just seem to not be able to get along with anybody. I will deliver them into trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth, for their harm and the curse in all places where I'll drive them. I will send the sword. Listen, saints. God gives us all time. to get cleaned up inside, to get an inner healing, so that he can use us and we don't plug up the anointing. It's very easy for the mouth to run off and say how blessed you are and everything else, but to have all kinds of turmoil going on inside of you. To have a cancer, so to speak, not the kind the world speaks of, eating you up inside. There's people sitting here right now, I could call you out and read your mail, but you would be totally and completely hurt, and God wouldn't have me do that. But you're going to have to get an inner healing, saints. You're going to have to let the word go down inside of you. You're going to have to speak healing words. The Holy Spirit is in here tonight. The Shekinah glory, the cloud of God is in here tonight. Where two are gathered in my name, there I am. Do we believe that? Hallelujah. So when Jesus saw the fig, he cursed it at the root. Think about it. Can I bring a curse on me if I keep being rebellious and I want my flesh and I want to control things, I want to control God, I don't let him bring any healing in me, you can bring a curse on yourself. Why? Because curse is a sin. That sin in us, where it's eating up inside of us, we need a healing, and it's eating up inside of us, and we won't let God touch it. We're embarrassed. There's good figs, and there's ones that started out good and wound up bad. Hallelujah. Psalms 92:5. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. God's thoughts are very deep. And you can't just learn them on the outside. There's somebody who has been eaten up inside. You've been going on for 5 years. I'm throwing this stuff out. I'm not calling anybody out. If God told me, I'd do that. But he didn't tell me that. I'm just pointing things out. Someone's been going on for 5 years. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your ways. They're very deep. It takes the Word of God. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes the Word of God to go down inside of me. You see, when I used to carry a gun and I joined the Marine Corps to kill, listen to me, saints. I had a death wish. To be free from all of that, the pothead and all that stuff and everything else, I'm on to something, saints. And I'm just trying to pass it on. If you're hurt inside, you need an inner healing, it may take a process, but you'll get there. Because God is faithful. Don't let the devil turn you into a bad fig where no one can eat anything off from you. Everybody, and that's why I'm telling her, you need to call your family. And I'm not jumping on her. That's God. Oh, I just love you in the Lord. Ah, I love you in the Lord. There's people here who need to call people and forgive them and tell them you love them and you forgive them. Not just her. Many people are sitting here. You need to call somebody. No one's asking you to go out and have coffee with them, or dinner, or move in with them. You need to call and tell them you love them and you forgive them. You don't believe what happened to me. Well, you don't believe what happened. You want to see what happened to Jesus. Oh, Lord, how great. How great you are, God. Oh, how he made the mountains and put the stars and the planets up there. Caused manna to come out of heaven. Opened the Red Sea. Lazarus come forward. On and on and on. How great our God is. And we won't let the greatness of God go inside. We want him to put the Band-Aid on the outside. The bandage on the outside. And inside is sick. And then people wind up with sickness and disease in their body and they wonder why. Because you won't let the Word of God go down and touch that. There's some people here are just plain anti-submissive. You won't submit to God. You won't submit to the Word of God. That's why a lot of people go to churches and sit in the back pew. You wouldn't come here because I'd call you out in the back pew. What are you doing hiding back there? Me? And they turn around, and there ain't nobody no further back there. They're in the back pew. And they turn around and look like there's somebody back in the... Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Listen now. They're very deep. God's process, His anointing, His love wants to run very deep in us. So every place in us that's loved by God, that you give over to God, every emotion, every hurt, the enemy will never destroy your body through that again. And you're going to have to learn to speak healing words, not how you feel. Amen? Romans 12:2. See, we're not going to conform. Wherever the world has hurt you, you see, and there's people here have been hurt. And I say the world, it could be your husband, it could be relatives, it could be whatever. Do not be conformed to that hurt, this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may know and prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You see, God has given it to us to prove that He loves us, that I can walk in love and walk in the anointing and walk in the Shekinah glory, walk in the supernatural. That's God's will. But if I'm all plugged up inside and I need an inner healing and I want a Band-Aid on the outside. I don't want to talk about that. I've seen people 5 and 6 years later after I ministered to them and just put a Band-Aid as they requested on the outside. And they're all sick. Their emotions are sick. Their minds are sick. They feel like no one loves them. They feel like the world hates them. All that stuff takes place so that the enemy can drive you to suicide. Do you realize how much suicide going on in the world today? Not just military. There's, you know, some people will commit crimes, and before the cops get there, they blow their brains out. Suicide's going on all the time. There's people here been thinking about suicide. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know, that you may prove, I should say. See, I want to prove in my life that I overcame by the blood of my testimony, and God's healing is in me. God's love is in me. And I want to care about the broken and the hurt. Not about their wallets, about their minds and their emotions. Because that's what God freed me from. That's what God healed me from. So I'm all taken up with people who are hurt. And I don't always get the victory because they won't keep coming. They won't stay here. They go out there and talk to someone that can't find their way out of a closet. You ever heard of Christ? You shouldn't go over there. Come to my church. We'll sit in the back and play tic-tac-toe. January, right? And do not be conformed. See, everybody just changes into the world. If you're a Presbyterian, you agree with same-sex marriage. If you're a Methodist, you agree with same-sex marriage. Some of them, not all. If you're Episcopal, you're same-sex marriage. If you're Catholic, you go to the priest in a little box and confess your sins. God wants to come alive in our lives. He wants to prove to us, saints, that He loves us. Because He wants to love us. But if I want to hang on to that stuff inside of me that drives me, every once in a while it drives me to doing things I don't want to do. It's like it's dominant, lays there, and all of a sudden it's awakened. And it drives me to say and do things. Every Christian needs to renew their mind. You know how since April of 73 I've been renewing my mind? That means there's a lot of space up there. I can remember one time, this is years ago, it just popped into my thing, and I'm going to share it. Years ago, I was a Christian, and one of the teachers jumped on my oldest son. Didn't jump on him, but, you know, he spanked him. I jumped in that truck, man. I caught him at the gas station. I jumped out to punch him, and God said, don't do that. Get back in the truck. And I almost said, hold that thought, and I got back in the truck and drove away. That day, there was a football game, and he was selling hot dogs, the teacher was. And I walked over, he saw me coming, he went, he could tell in his eyes. I said, no, brother, I just came to apologize. I was on my knee watching a football game and didn't know if I was watching soccer or hockey or football. God was after me. You get over there and apologize. And there's nothing to hold on but grass. I finally gave in and walked over there and asked forgiveness. I came back out of that, man, so happy, so free. Who do you need to apologize or ask forgiveness or forgive somebody? It'll free you, saints. It'll get all that muck out inside of you that's been building up and building up and building up. You're all loved by God. But how's he going to love you if you got all that stuff inside of you? That's why some of you can't sleep at night. You're laying awake thinking about your problems. God just told me some of you can't sleep at night. God made the night to sleep. Spirit to spirit. Oh. Hallelujah. Ain't that right, Bill? I heard you snoring. No, I didn't either. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just kind of close your eyes and let the song minister to you. Let the anointing come alive in your life.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free to be me. Spirit to spirit, and heart to heart, heart to heart, with my God. Ooh. I'm flying high. Every offense, all unforgiveness, wash it away. I'm letting it go.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your name in the middle there, right here? Penny. You know something, Penny? God's telling me you've been blaming yourself about something, and you shouldn't be doing it. The enemy has really tricked you into blaming yourself, and God says, no longer. Tonight you're going to be free. You're not going to start blaming yourself. You're going to walk in the peace of God. And from that peace, God's going to give you direction for your life. And there has been just some twisting and turning. I can see almost like an alligator just twisting and turning, trying to hold you under. But God says you're free tonight. There's no longer your fault no more. God says, I'm freeing you. I've never said it was your fault. And tonight, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you and free you in those areas. All that twisting and taking you down is all over. You're going to be a woman of God, and you're going to rise up, and you're going to walk in the forgiveness of God and the love of God, and the peace of God is going to be upon you. God is going to bring you forth, and you're going to feel like you can walk on water. Guess what? If he calls you to do it, you can do it. Hallelujah. So I'm coming back here, and I'm going to lay hands on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. January, huh? Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I break every power of the enemy, Lord. I free her mind. I free her emotions right now in the name of Jesus. I command it all right now in the authority of my word and in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. The power of God, go in Jesus' name. Go from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. She has wept. She has turned to you, Lord, and she hasn't got an answer. But tonight the answer will come by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God. She'll know what she has to do, and she'll be brave by the power of the Holy Spirit and stand up and do it. For the weeping, joy will come in the morning. Joy will come in the morning. I speak healing into her right now. I speak peace into her right now. I break every assignment of Satan and principalities and powers. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that the emotional makeup of this lady, Lord, is being healed right now as I so call it forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? All the time. Is that Randall behind me? Yes, I guess it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Sometimes I just go out there and pray for people. Hallelujah. How old are you, dear? 17. Does life seem all messed up to you and confusing? Yeah, I thought so. Well, guess what, dear? God's with you. God's on your side. And it's going to leave. You're going to get some direction in your life. I know a lot of people have tried to give you different directions. God's Holy Spirit, haven't they? Yes. Well, you can't listen to 15 voices. You've got to listen to the voice of God in you, the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the Word of God. Amen? So I'm going to pray for you and ask God to direct your life, to give you something really sound that you can get your claws into, so to speak, and hold on to it. Okay? Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that's going to counsel, teach her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that all the confusion, the spirit of confusion, I bind right now in Jesus' name. I cast it out and command it to go in Jesus' name. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, that because greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world, that the anointing is going to rise up in her, Lord, and teach her all things. God is asking you to be patient and just to be in his peace and be in his rest, meaning that he's done everything. And you're going to rest in the finished work of Jesus. And you're going to let the Holy Spirit guide you into some great places where God's bringing your life. There are some educational things that God's going to bring forth in your life that has kind of been, someone's kind of put their foot on it and trying to stop it. But you have some desires in you in the education field to do some things. And God's going to bring that to pass. Be patient because all things are possible with God. And I bind that spirit of confusion right now, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this young lady, Lord, is going to rise up, and she's going to be happy, she's going to have the peace of God, and she's going to have the greatness of God she's going to recognize in her, flowing out of her, in Jesus' holy name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, yeah, give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if anybody needs prayer, come up here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just raise your hand, saints. Say, Jesus. By faith, I've come to you. And I expect your spirit to minister to my spirit. Spirit to spirit. I shall feel better. I shall be free when I leave this altar. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you now, Lord. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. The wonderful peace of Jesus. The wonderful peace of Jesus. Touch every part of bit of her, Lord. She has a heart for you, Lord. Go deep down, Lord, and touch everything that needs to be touched as only you can do it, Lord. So we send the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name all the way deep down into her soulish area, all the way down to the bone marrow, Lord. Nothing is going to stay there that's not of God. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you're removing me because it's your power, Lord. It's your love, Lord Jesus Christ, that we turn to. It's your wonderful caring for your people, Lord. You are our shepherd, and we know your voice, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord, that the voice of the Holy Spirit is going to sound off into my sister sometime tonight or tomorrow, Lord, and it's going to free some things in her life, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for healing throughout his body, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Jesus' name, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your forgiveness is all through her body, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Upon the presence of Jesus. I call upon the presence of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, your healing love, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus. Excuse me, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Ooh, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, all of it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, your power, Jesus. Your power, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Amen. Oh, oh, the presence of Jesus. Presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's your wonderful love, Jesus. It's your power. Oh, it's your peace, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Yes, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Love is flowing, your grace is flowing, Lord Jesus, from you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Half the oil. Well, praise God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, Lord. We want your word, Lord. Baptize in the Holy Ghost with fire. Let your word go all the way deep down to the bone marrow, Lord. Let us be free, Lord, in every area of our life. We don't know where we need to be free. But you know, Lord Jesus Christ, we want to grow into the supernatural. We want to grow into good figs that people can eat, Lord. They can eat your love through us, Lord, and your peace and the anointing, Lord, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes, that we can take, the Holy Spirit can take from you tonight, Lord Jesus, and give to us. I pray over every home, Lord. I pray over every pocketbook, Lord. I pray over every marriage, Lord. I pray over every single, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that they'll know that they've been in the presence of you, Lord Jesus, and they've been refreshed because of your love and because of your power, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that every time we come here, your presence is stronger and stronger, Lord. Your word becomes alive in us, Lord. And we can walk out of this place, Lord, feeling like giants, Lord, that we've been refreshed from your cloud, from your glory, from your presence, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as the finger of God will write on our hearts tonight, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up, Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Yes. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah.